Hello, hello. Just wanted to drop this in the top of the feed today because we're doing something special. We got a clip from another podcast that we're loving right now. This is from ABC and Good Morning America. It's called Pop Culture Moms. Andy and Sabrina are the hosts. They've been friends for 20 years, and they've been pop culture aficionados for even longer. It's like so many of us, they love a binge-worthy show, they love a buzzy movie, they consider it high art. And on Pop Culture Moms, these toddler moms are taking their obsessions to the next level by talking to celebrities, writers, fellow scholars of pop culture about what they can learn from the fictional moms they love most. Together, Andy and Sabrina explore the comedy and tragedy of parenthood in real life. So we're going to play an episode here, and in this episode, Soo-Chin Park, who, by the way, used to be an MTV news correspondent, which just seems so cool to me, talks about reparenting ourselves when we become parents. Okay, here comes the clip. If you like it, I hope you'll click the link in our episode description, or just search Pop Culture Moms while you're listening, and you can follow the podcast and hear more.
It's funny, you know, when you have kids, you realize, oh, this whole process is about reparenting ourselves. It's not actually about parenting these kids who you just basically need to keep them alive. The rest of it, you're just adding on either, you know, whipped cream or bullshit, right?
I mean, like,
they don't need any of it.
So, you know, accurate.
They're just gonna go on their own path.
I think there's so much truth to when you said that when you have children, you're really reparenting yourself. And I'm wondering, what are the ways that you try to reparent yourself?
I mean, ground zero. Like the first, let's say, 2 to 6 years of like my kids, you know, that age was just like sheer, like utter panic, depression, fear, and just like extreme loneliness, you know, where I just felt so disconnected from this version of a mother that I thought that I would become, that I should be, and the experience of the reality which I was living in, which was that I had a difficult time being with my kids, like alone. Like it just made my skin crawl in so many ways. Either I was scared that something would happen, or I just felt like I would do something wrong. Not anything where they would be harmed, but just even like the play part of it.
I think it's like sometimes there's an overload of information about like, oh, well, if you're playing with your children, try not to be the one that leads, directs the play. Like, let them take the lead. So you just kind of can always criticize yourself, yeah, even when you're just trying to be fun.
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't even want to play, and now I'm doing it wrong.
We fail at playing. Yes. Or like the thought of, you know, you're sitting in at a playground, and I'm like, I would rather, I think, shave my head than sit here for one more freaking minute. Sitting at this playground, it's like banging my head against, and I would have these thoughts, and I'd come home and I'd be like, what in the world is wrong with this? So I went through a really, like, pretty dark phase. Like, I remember, though, I had kind of an awakening at the worst time, which I think a lot of us can relate to, you know, when you're just like, oh, it just can't get worse than this. My daughter was 6 months. My son was 2 years old. And I was in therapy, I was doing past life regression. I was doing chakra healing. I did, what is that, Reiki, you know what I mean? I mean, just any kind of healing modality, because I was like, I am broken. And I finally got to a place where I was like, you can love your kids and you can die for your kids. And you can also really hate being a mom. Like those two realities can totally exist. Like you not wanting to, enjoying being a mom does not mean that you don't love your kids and that you wouldn't die for them. So for me, that was like earth-shattering realization that I had come to, that like there are times, and maybe more often than not, where I am miserable does not make me a bad mother.
All right. Again, that was a clip from the podcast Pop Culture Moms. You can find the full episode and more Pop Culture Moms wherever you get your podcasts. Have a good day.